Inadvertent discoveries. The discovery of human epistemic arrogance, as we saw in the previous chapter, was allegedly inadvertent. But so were many other discoveries as well, many more than we think. The classical model of discovery is as follows. You search for what you know, say a new way to reach India, and find something you didn't know was there, America. If you think that the inventions we see around us came from someone sitting in a cubicle and concocting them according to a timetable, think again. Almost everything of the moment is the product of serendipity. The term serendipity was coined in a letter by the writer Hugh Walpole, who derived it from a fairy tale, The Three Princes of Serendip. These princes were always making discoveries by accident or sagacity, of things which they were not in quest of. In other words, you find something you're not looking for, and it changes the world. While wondering after its discovery, why it took so long to arrive at something so obvious. No journalist was present when the wheel was invented, but I'm ready to bet that people didn't just embark on the project of inventing the wheel, that main engine of growth, and then complete it according to a timetable. Likewise with most inventions. Sir Francis Bacon commented that the most important advances are the least predictable ones, those lying out of the path of the imagination. Bacon was not the last intellectual to point this out. The idea keeps popping up, yet then rapidly dying out. Almost half a century ago, the best-selling novelist Arthur Koestler wrote an entire book about it, aptly called The Sleepwalkers. It describes discoverers as sleepwalkers stumbling upon results and not realizing what they have in their hands. We think that the import of Copernicus's discoveries concerning planetary motions was obvious to him and to others in his day. He'd been dead 75 years before the authorities started getting offended. Likewise, we think that Galileo was a victim in the name of science. In fact, the church didn't take him too seriously. It seems, rather, that Galileo caused the uproar himself by ruffling a few feathers. At the end of the year in which Darwin and Wallace presented their papers on evolution by natural selection that changed the way we view the world, the president of the Linnean Society, where the papers were presented, announced that the society saw no striking discovery, nothing in particular that could revolutionize science. We forget about unpredictability when it's our turn to predict. This is why people can read this chapter and similar accounts, agree entirely with them, yet fail to heed their arguments when thinking about the future.